We should clean this up. When are we going to sanitize our podcast?
Okay, Seth, you vouched for this one, so why are we all here?
I didn't ask anybody to go see it.
You vouched for it,
Seth. I was going to see it anyway.
You vouched for Transporter 3.
That's the reason why it's over at Liza.
I think Transporter 3 was pretty good, actually. And the first one was awesome, and the second one was, all right.
I've never been able to sit through the first one.
First one's awesome.
I get atrociously bored about the as soon as his place gets exploded and he escapes the missiles at like the speed of light or whatever. Then I get real bored, and then he goes to like a gas station. There's these guys.
The missiles are coming toward the house.
Yeah.
It cuts to him. He sees the missiles coming. It cuts back to the missiles, and it cuts back to him, and he's grabbing the girl in the kitchen, and it cuts back to the missiles, and it cuts back to him, and he's closing the door in the elevator. Yeah. So it makes sense.
One didn't have a chick in it, though. It didn't have some...
It did. The girl that was the unrequited love who they could never have each other because he didn't want to step in on their relationship because she's married.
It was a married woman, yeah.
And but she obviously has an attraction for him, and he's like, hey, now...
Well, because he's the tough guy.
The jet hits the water going...
Yeah, the jet hits the water 1,000 miles an hour. They're okay. They have a fight to the death.
I could enjoy the second one for being as ridiculous as it was.
The second one's pretty sweet because it's set in Miami. That's
exactly.
Crazy.
That was cool. And this one's kind of a return to form. It's back in Europe.
Yeah.
He's back to transporting.
Yeah. He transports in the second one.
Yeah. He's got that awesome hat at the beginning when he's fishing with the inspector. Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like Swimming for the Bug, and be like Speed 2 where he's driving the big tanker the whole time.
Really?
I was hoping that when his car went underwater, he was going to find a way to drive it back up.
Yeah, I was hoping for that too. But
what they ended up doing was pretty awesome.
Instead, they went with
just his belief.
That's what I would have done. Yeah.
They went with a view to a kill, and it's get the air from the tires and then inflate something. I guess
inflate something that's going to lift a car, easily lift a car.
Yeah, and your average duffel bag inflated will lift a car.
Yeah, well, it was gigantic. Luckily, he had two gigantic. Huge orange duffel bag.
We saw that how they made a point of them putting it in the trunk.
That was supposed to be his payment.
Yeah. No, it was.
And then he found out they were phone books. That was supposed to be the documents.
He was transporting.
Bait and switch. Like, of course, it's the woman. It's always the fucking woman.
He's not the smartest guy in the world, so he didn't realize until about 3/4 of the way into the movie that she was the package.
Yeah, which is easy peasy. I mean, come on.
What the hell is she there for? Double entendre there. Don't open the package.
There was lots of package.
For sure.
Yes.
She opened his package. She opened her package.
Yes. Okay, Luc Besson co-wrote this. Mm-hmm. Has he been involved in writing on all three of them?
Yeah.
Why didn't he just direct one? Is he too busy doing Joan of Arc remakes a million times?
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing these days.
Because I'm watching it and I'm like, it's a really stupid action movie. It's really ridiculous and idiotic. And there's parts of it I really liked and there's parts of it I really hated. But it's like, why doesn't Luc Besson just go ahead and do one of these and make it like a La Femme Nikita thing? Like, make it cool,
Right.
Or cooler, I guess. Instead, the way this movie flows,
make it cooler.
I like the first part with the with Patrick Swayze and whatnot. I like the first part with the fishing and a couple of chases and stuff. And then it gets a little it meanders a little in the second act.
The striptease.
Yeah, that stuff was like tired, and the whole bullshit with the chick was ridiculous. I just didn't care about any of that. And then it's like they're hugging and the sunset and stuff. I'm like, that's not the transporter I signed up for.
It's him opening up a little bit. It's showing. See,
this one was more personal.
This is the progression of the character we've all known to love. Basically.
No, mm-hmm. I liked Frank. I thought enough progression was just him and the inspector fishing, and he had the hat on. And showing him that even when he's after a day of fishing, he's gonna go home, cook a fish, eat a fish, and watch fishing.
Yeah, dude, this guy's obsessed with fishing. Didn't get that in the first two?
No, that's right. I thought that maybe there was some references to him like watching fishing.
He does talk about fishing, and he's mostly he's really interested in food. He's interested in little like mundane things.
She wasn't that bratty.
She was pretty bratty. Exactly.
I will give it this though. That one scene where he's gassing up the car and she's like doing stuff in there and he's like, no, don't, don't. That
he
was
keeps
funny.
Just pointing at
because he's like
stop.
He's like her dad. He's like, and she's like a child.
Yeah.
Which is why them having sex 5 minutes later worked so well.
It was like a couple hours later.
Yeah. You know, it's like first I'm like your daddy telling you to stop, and you're like a 5-year-old, and then, you know, bam, get it going. Get it on in the back of the throat with Tricky, no less. Yeah, soundtrack, nice. I'll give the soundtrack an A+. I love the soundtrack.
Is it an adult category in the podcast?
Electronic awards, beats and everything. Yeah, maybe.
There was a... I didn't really like the soundtrack that much. It felt...
It's not really your stuff. It's not...
it wasn't just like the Euro trip-hop-ish type stuff, but it was gay Euro trip-hop-ish
type. Yeah, it was ridiculous. It was great for driving cars through Europe in a stupid movie.
And then I liked it. The one song she picked on the radio that was so great was a Busta Rhymes song. Mm-hmm. All things. Whatever.
Yeah, you gotta love it.
I liked how the whole conflict was based around the fact that the guy that was in Fugitive had to sign that thing, and he could have just signed it and then like just said, hey, later on, that's no good anymore because like they were criminals. So, yeah.
But politicians don't worm their way out of
no, because contracts. This guy is so serious about the environment that he considered giving her life in exchange for a safe, healthy Ukrainian environment.
Not letting the pollution, not letting the Captain American villains come in. Yeah. But then Captain America Corporation, or Captain Planet, that's what I mean. I apologize to Captain America.
Nobody cares.
They hire out Spectre, you know, or right. I'm sorry, people. It's Quantum. So some low-level Quantum agents are involved in trying to facilitate a negotiation.
Let's not demean this movie by bringing...
Well, that's what it is, though. It's Quantum in this. Those guys, that guy works for Quantum. You can't tell? With the ring and everything? Yeah. No, they're growing it. They're growing it outside of just that. I can't wait till Transporter 4 and James Bond 3 are going to be a crossover. It's going to be awesome.
I think Frank Martin could beat James Bond in a fight.
Physically?
Yes.
I don't know, though. I'm thinking in Casino Royale when he was fighting those two, like, African guys with the machetes.
The Transporter fought, like, 20 guys.
Yeah, but Transporter's whole fighting system is based on him being able to take off articles of clothing and use them.
His whole fighting system is based on him waiting for everyone around him to take turns attacking.
Yeah, exactly. There's that, too, yeah.
That's what all fighting systems are based on.
It's a Dragon Ball Z system of fighting.
They'd come at him, like, two at a time sometimes.
I did get a kick out of
him. They should just come at him, head him 20 at a time and just lay on him. And wait for him to be subdued, and then like maybe knock him out. That's all they have to do. It wouldn't be that hard.
But it was funny how like in the garage scene, a bunch of the guys had grabbed pipes and stuff, and then one of the guys was late to that. And then he's like, he grabs the pipe at the last second.
He's like, I want a pipe. Oh, there's one right here. Yeah, great. Awesome.
That gave me a little bit
of a shock. I'm surprised that guy's computer stuff didn't get trashed, though.
I know. I bet it all got trashed.
I know, he didn't seem concerned about it either. He was just like... He was like, hey, you check on my car, I'm going to beat these guys up. And I assumed that he also was implying, I'm going to trash your place also. Mm. And he was like, all right, cool, I'll check the car.
It was one of those here we go again kind of scenarios. You know that Frank and this guy, and what was his name? Otto.
Cedric?
It was Otto. It was Otto. Otto have had this.
I would have gone to a hospital and had my hand cut off, put back on, and taken the risk.
Really quickly?
Yeah.
Have them just... use one of
they can do that these days.
Yeah, there were a lot of problems with this. I mean, basically...
They can do that.
No problems
Nothing prevented Frank from going and buying another cell phone. They did, at the very least, they could have put...
They did everything they were supposed to do.
They could have put a camera in the car so that the guy could know what Frank was up to. Meanwhile, this Spectre agent
sucks,
on
Twitter.
Is all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Because he's been Twittering the whole time.
Because he gets the police...
I'm driving to Budapest right now.
Yeah, exactly. get one up on him and are tracing him and everything. It's ridiculous. It's just, I don't know.
So you're saying you didn't like the movie?
I couldn't sit through the first one. I couldn't make it through. This one had a train and jumping a train, so I like it quite a bit.
The top of the other one.
I thought he was too. I thought they were going to do the speed thing. You don't need a ramp. You just twist the wheel and your car goes like this. Yeah. But yeah, they went the realistic way, and he just drove it into the train.
But the realistic part was when he went between the trucks.
That was pretty good.
That's real. You can do that.
You know, I think that in real life, if you drove off the top of a train that was slowing down that far onto the back of another one that was speeding up, you'd probably just bounce off, and he would just lay there.
Dying. Well, if the train was going the speed of light, then he would have never been able to do that.
I'm busy. Thank
you. I don't know. All around, I think I liked it.
I'd give it an A.
You'd give it an A for realness.
I'll give it an actual grade of like a C+. But
what?
but I enjoyed it. So like for a bad movie, it was like an A-.
So yeah, I'm gonna go with Zach and only give it a real grade of a C+. I think I enjoyed.
I enjoyed
the villain. I enjoyed, but I'm not giving it a 2 grade. I'm not a coward. I'm giving it a 1 grade. Even for its ironic factor, it wasn't really that.
No, not even ironic.
Wearing a hat and fishing, that was cool.
Yeah, watching those hats haven't been worn since like 1998.
I have one of those hats.
You haven't worn it since 98 though, right?
It's my grandpa's hat.
Okay.
I can wear it whenever I want.
Oh, but you don't.
I'll wait for him to croak and then I'll wear it all the time.
Out of respect?
Yes.
That way no one can say you're wearing it better than your grandpa ever did. Right?
Exactly. I don't want him to have to know that, you know? To catch word on the grapevine.
There was something I wanted to discuss and I totally forget what it was now. Oh yeah. Olivier Megaton, the director.
Yeah, Olivier Megaton.
So,
is his real name?
You got me, man. I mean, he's probably French, so who knows? Maybe I'm mispronouncing it.
Maybe it's Megaton.
I'm choosing to pronounce it Megaton because I think that's probably how it should be pronounced.
Yes.
Like if he came to the premiere in America and he walked down the red carpet, I hope they said, "Here's the director, Olivier Megaton," and people laughed and stuff like that.
And Giuliani DePandy would call him Megaton.
Probably. Yeah. So they went from. Corey Yen directed the first one as well as choreographing the fight scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Louis Leterrier, who directed the Hulk, the new one.
Mm-hmm. Directed the second one?
He directed the second one. Corey Yen still choreographed the fight scenes, but edited the fight scenes as well. Okay. And this one, Yen just choreographed the fight scenes. They're slowly, like, getting Yen
phasing
out of the
him
picture.
Out of it. But there was a lot less fighting in this one, I think.
Well, no, it wasn't just that, but you notice the fighting was very, like, Jason Bourne style.
Yeah.
Like, really quick cuts and stuff like that. And Statham mentioned that in an interview. He was like, I don't like the fight scenes as much as in this movie, because Corey Yen's not... Yeah, the hot one.
Is he allowed to say bad things about the movie?
He did. He totally did. He was like, yeah, it's a cool movie, you know? Like, I don't expect too much from it. He's like, in the fight scenes, it's good choreography, but you really can't see what's going on. He's like, and I don't really agree with that choice, but who knows, maybe Olivia Megaton. He's like, he kept saying positive things about Olivia Megaton, like, compensatory positive things about him, you know?
Statham's a straight shooter, I mean, you know?
He is. You know, what's great about him in interviews is that he has no pretense about being any sort of important actor or having any, like, wanting to do anything dramatic or great at all. He keeps, the only people he compares himself to are, like, he's like, oh, I wish I could be as awesome as Bruce Lee. He always says like that. He's like, oh, I love Bruce Lee, he's great. And he like, for Rotten Tomatoes, he listed, like, his five favorite films of all time, and they were all, like, ridiculous fighting action.
Why don't you
films,
read
like,
them off
of them.
In your Statham impression?
I can't do it unless I'm talking about turnips. I can't.
Yeah, he's talking about turnips.
Turnips. Yeah, I don't even remember what they all were, but they were... Oh, no, it was a whole bunch of Paul Newman movies, and then like, fighting movies.
Oh, okay.
He really likes... He thinks Paul Newman's cool or something.
Well, Paul Newman's cool.
You sound like you had a man crush on Paul Newman. But,
Are you the gay?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a... I think that this movie would have been worse if they didn't put in the really...
Are you kidding
sappy
me?
...sappy romance... No, because it
You
fit.
Always want
it
that.
Fit.
You always want the stupid sappy
crap. It fit. It
no,
fit.
It
was,
fit in what way?
It's a lame movie.
They
so,
forced it
so,
in
so
there.
Well,
it
in
made,
between
if
fight
you
scenes,
just took that part out, it would make it shorter and it would make it flow better.
Listen, in between fight scenes, what would you prefer there be? Steve McQueen like dialogue.
Prefer two men.
No,
two men?
I would prefer. I would prefer terse Steve McQueen like dialogue.
Okay, but he's
building the complexity.
But he's
of the plot.
Having terse Steve McQueen like dialogue with a woman.
So what?
Don't you like when they were just when she they had that really sexy moment where they talked about what she wanted to eat in
that
the car?
That was awesome.
Well, that wasn't sexy.
That was
she's talking
sexy.
About
that
food.
Was
so
very
sexy.
And for dessert?
Yeah.
With or
I thought he was just sort of placating her to try to get her to
yeah,
like
you don't
agree
know
with
that
him.
Sexy is. That
yeah.
was very sexy.
He was just trying. He found a hook and he was trying to get her to give him more information.
No,
by
no,
just
no.
Be, by playing
you're,
along.
You're reading into it like. Like you're their psycho, your transporter's psychoanalyst.
I'm trying, you know. He went to a therapist.
Psychoanalyst to the fictional
to the
characters
six fictional
of all
characters. Of yeah. Okay. Fine.
What motivates?
What would you say, Frank Martin's pathology?
I'm saying
is?
That it should have been like three or four love scenes, nice and tender. They should have been able to find out. How about this, Zach? How about if they end up in the middle? How about if they end up in the middle of Switzerland? If they end up in the middle of Switzerland where the transmitters don't work and they're free to do what they want for a time period,
they could slide
they could have
down
two,
the Alps in
yeah.
their car while they're making love.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. You know, and then end up at like some villa and have like a romantic evening
well,
together.
Well, listen, that's what happens. You like the James Bond stuff. That's what happens in the James Bond
I hate
ones.
That part of the James
no,
Bond stuff.
No, you love it.
I like the new Bonds because there's less of that.
You like the
it's
part where
to the
greasy,
point.
Oiled-up men are wrestling together. But
no,
you don't,
I don't
like the part where he has...
I don't like that.
Where he steps away from the action to bang a hot broad. You don't
I,
like that part.
Don't say broad.
Bang is okay.
A dame.
Broad is okay.
I just think that... Every once in a while, every so often.
I just don't think it works with the kid. They didn't do enough work to it, I guess, is what I mean. It just
in the first
it just
one, he never gets to bang into the Asian
chick. See, I think in the first one, it kind of did work.
It was
subtle,
that
it was
soon
implied.
As the credits rolled, they were going
to
be taking off clothes and joining their genitals. And in the second one, it's kind of missing, but the girl who looked exactly like the girl in this one.
Yeah,
it
was
the
bad
guy.
Yeah.
She had a little sexiness to it, because she was always like, she was like the Famke Janssen
she was kind
girl
of plugged
who really got into the sexiness
the
of killing people.
Yes,
and really got off on that.
The erotica violence.
Sexiness of killing
so people. He kind of had a little bit of a sex scene with her when he fought her at the end and threw her into the spiked wall that was there for some reason.
Yeah, he penetrated her.
Something penetrated her. And then he was like, was it good for you or something like that? Uh-huh. He said to say something like that, some James Bond
good for you.
Yeah. Good try. But yeah, gosh, that guy had a spiked wall in his house.
That's true.
What? Why?
There was no spiked walls in this one, was there?
No. There was.
Just a couple of lame Spectre agents. Yeah. I mean, and they were okay, but you know, I don't know. The guy from The Punisher and from Fugitive and from.
I thought he was gonna be a bad guy.
From Living Daylight.
Yeah. The guy who Danny Houston looks kind of like, but not quite.
Who's Danny Houston?
Who's Danny Houston? Yeah, he's the main vampire in 30 Days of Night. He's John Huston's son.
Oh.
He's okay. He was in. Did you see the Constant Gardener?
No.
Oh, he's really like he's been acting for a long time, but he's up and coming right now because he's getting a lot of like he's been in a lot of like Oscar worthy and
interesting like 30 Days of Night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I kind of want to talk more about Olivia Megaton if I could.
Okay.
No, I don't. I don't have anything to say about Olivia Megaton. His friend, they've given him this friend now. Like, in the first one...
The inspector
kind of, like, hassles him. He's like, hey, get off my case. And the whole time, the inspector's like, I think you're really some sort of, like, you know, illicit criminal. And he's like, no, I'm not. And then at the end, they have, like, an understanding. Like, I know you are, whatever.
And then they're buddies, because he comes visiting.
The second one, he comes to visit him in Miami. Like, I want to know... I want to see Transporter 1.5, which is all them... Which is them, like, vacationing
fishing,
somewhere. They decide, they're just, like an hour and a half of them hanging out, maybe playing, like,
backgammon,
stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah.
And to see how it got to the point where he would actually come to his house to make, what was he cooking? Do you remember in the second one?
I saw the second half
of the
second
pasta,
one.
Some kind of pasta, wasn't it?
You didn't see this the first one, half of it.
No, not recently.
I saw it a long time ago.
I think the second one might be the best one in the series.
I like the second one, but I think this one is better than the second one.
The second one's the worst one out of the three.
I think the third one is... I'm going to go with the third one right now.
Which one's the best? Third one's pretty good. Second one...
I mean, I just like it.
Maybe
grew his
character. I'm mixing up this movie with Crank and all the other Transporters.
It's had a lot of Crank in it.
And Death Race. I'm mixing them all up with it. Anything that he drives... It did, a lot more.
Bank Job was good.
I think he drives in every movie. I don't know. He couldn't play a paraplegic because then they couldn't put him behind a wheel of a car at any point.
There was one movie he didn't drive in.
He didn't drive in the Guy Ritchie once because no one drives in England.
He didn't drive in...
In the Name of the King.
In the Name of the King. Right. Vengeance Siege Tale.
He drove the ladies crazy in it.
He drove the turnip cart.
You hear that Ian had that movie in his collection?
I did. I heard that Ian purchased the movie.
No, I did not purchase
it. He went to Target and asked if they had it in stock.
and then they turned me a quarter, and then it was a big display of them right there.
There was like 50 of them in a box right in the front of the store. They're like, well, you're talking about this display of In the Name of the King right here that everyone's been clamoring
for? You picked up the whole display and you carried it over the cabinet.
And they're like, sir, sorry.
To buy 100 copies
there's
of
like,
this film,
there was
please.
A limit of only 20, and I was like, well, fuck it then, let's buy one. How you like that? And they're like, okay.
Because the demand, they want to keep all the customers says.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
Transporter 3. I don't know. I don't know if we missed any of the trailers. We got the new Watchmen one, which I thought was pretty good.
You did get that.
We're pretty excited.
We got
you guys got there late. And then you got The Spirit, which I think a lot of people are thinking is going to be ridiculous.
I saw that
ridiculous.
One in both movies I watched last week, and I saw Twilight and Rock and Rolla, and it was
Rock and Rolla good?
I enjoyed it. It's definitely lesser than the two other crime films he did.
So it's like another one of those, but just not as good as
any
of them?
No, it just has less action. It's a lot more...
Less action than Snatch?
Yeah,
which really just had that fight, and that was
it. A lot more convoluted chicanery and tomfoolery. It was good, though. Right?
I'll wait and just watch it some evening, man.
It's worth seeing.
And Twilight, of course, you enjoy, right?
Because yeah,
you're a vamp,
was really bad,
14-year-old tweener.
No, I can say, you know, they used to post my stuff on the Eureka Reporter site. There's no comments or anything.
Yeah.
Time Standard site, like, a ton of people look at it, and I had 40-something hate mail comments.
Really?
After
that's
when they posted it.
Awesome.
Yeah, fantastic.
How much of it was just people bitching about it being something for women and girls?
No, the first handful
a female
were
director
people,
and all that
were
shit.
Were people bashing me for what I wrote. And then there was one or two people
I want to do that.
Thrown in
what's
there.
What's the address?
Timestandard.com.
Nice. Oh, email. Dude, I got to go and I just
Times-Standard.
Burn them all.
Yeah, if you want to, yeah.
Dude.
But,
can I talk about the Rams on there?
Why not? Yeah. They almost beat the Dolphins today.
That was so horrible.
Yeah, there was people from, like, there was one guy who defended me from Montana, and then he found my email address and emailed me to tell me how great it was. Some guy, 7th grade teacher from Montana.
Did you give me your phone number?
Daughter loves it.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, right. Like, we're going out on And then everyone else, there was people from, like, New York and
that's crazy.
Canada and stuff who...
Well, they were mostly yelling at you that you should read the books before you
judge. Yeah, I know what happens in the books.
What movie?
And also,
Twilight?
Also
Twilight,
no, that's completely wrong. All he needs to do
is
view the movie and
review
it based on the movie.
I was reviewing
He's not doing
the movie,
a nickel review. He's not reviewing it based on some political agenda that he has.
Anybody threaten your life?
Not yet, no. Some people said that men don't understand romance. Some people said stuff like that. And then someone else jumped in and said, for there to be male-female romance, there must be males who understand romance. Like, they started to get philosophical.
That's hilarious.
Stuff. And,
nice.
Yeah, people were arguing.
This sounds pretty awesome.
It was good.
Well, it looks like the guy can stop a truck in that movie. And is that, I mean, I know they play around with vampire powers, and sometimes they have super strength, but to what degree? And, like, you can, like, I'm just pale, but he can go out at night, at daytime.
The only things you see from, like, the vampires fight each other, they smash each other into walls and stuff like
but
that.
But it's all like, emo fighting, right? It's like,
nah. No,
they're a bunch of kids.
At the very end, they really beat the crap out of each other.
Is there lichen?
There's no lichen.
No
there's,
lichens at all?
Yeah.
Wait. Is there at least, like, one lichen?
No. There's no lichens. Oh, you know what? Actually, I'm sorry. Based on what the books are about.
So, well, maybe you should have read
Native
the books
Americans,
before you reviewed.
All the Native Americans are werewolves. It's hinted at in this one, but it
that's
has
racist.
Not yet.
So what if you're
they're
like...
They're also all like, in wheelchairs.
What if you're like,
this movie?
What if you're like 1/16th?
Then you're 1/16th werewolf?
So that just means you have to shave more often or something?
Like how Transporter was making fun of Ukrainians and Russians.
Yeah, right.
That was good. I enjoyed
He's
that.
He's like, a bigger part of it. She's furious about it. And then he doesn't... I was thinking he was going to apologize, but instead he just changes the subject. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That's what Steve McQueen would have done.
He'd already banged her at that point.
No.
This was before
this
the
was
bang.
No, this was
pre-bang.
No, this was when they were going to Odessa.
Bang.
This is when they would just pull into Odessa, right?
This was pre-bang.
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
There was no arguing after the banging.
That's true. He shut her up right quick.
Except for the part where he said, get out of the car. And she's like,
yeah.
No.
And then it was like White Fang or something. He's like, just go. She's like, woo. And he's like, go. And he had to throw rocks at her and stuff.
I just
want to
know one thing. So the car is bulletproof. They
I guess.
No, it is.
It's window automatic approved.
Exactly. Well, here's the thing.
Like
if
that guy in the audience pointed out.
Could you kick the window out? You could.
Well, he probably got a little corner of it that he has that he can kick from.
Right, that's true.
His car,
true.
He knows.
Yeah, he knows
at
exactly
some point
where
he's gonna
to
have
kick.
To do
there's
that.
A pressure point. So here's my thing. Why did he have to drive into the river? If it's bulletproof and they're all shooting at him, why doesn't he just drive through them?
I don't think it's like 100% bulletproof.
Well, he could turn or go the other way where there's only two of them with guns and just kind of smash.
It's just blocked.
It was
blocked.
By
those.
Yeah,
it wasn't like the 5 gallon.
He could have gone like sideways again.
Yeah, he could have slammed on the brakes really hard and front flipped over.
Yeah, he could have tried that.
He could have found.
There were a lot of
options. He could have
used the rockets. They're going to save all that for Transporter 4.
They took all the weapons out.
Slash
weapons.
James
Bond
3.
Do you think there will be a Transporter 4?
Oh, yeah. If this one makes
and it's
the
gonna
money,
cross
I
over,
think it will.
And it's going to cross over with James Bond 3. Because they established that Quantum is in this world.
Right.
Are you going to do a review of for the newspaper for Transporter 3?
Yeah,
that's what he saw it, dude.
Yeah.
That's the
capital. I was going to see it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I actually told him, I said, I'll see Australia in Transporter 3. And the fat guys on film guys were like, well, we're going to see Australia, so...
Oh, good. So you don't have to write it. Here's what you do.
I'm going to go see that on Wednesday.
Write just to piss off your fan base now. You got to write a great... Well, it sounds like you got 47
hate
people. I know, but you want to keep the hate
flowing.
It was
like 43 people.
So you've got to write some kind of a Transporter 3 review that makes it seem great.
No, what I'm going to do
it'll
is...
get more hate mail.
I'm going to compare it to Twilight, I think. What else stupid happened in this movie?
Well, the train jumping was great. There was not enough
I still think he should just
RPGs.
Bounced off the train. With the car.
And then the car could have flipped over and then he would be dead.
The movie ended, yeah. Thank you for watching. It ends just like Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
Except for it took three movies to get to that point.
Exactly.
Why not? I also like how the bad guy, he could have just stayed tied to the wheel and he would have been fine.
Yeah.
But instead he untied it. Then, like, as he was doing it, he's probably like, wait, should I be untying myself from the wheel?
Yeah,
he didn't have much time to think about it.
He set himself up.
It was panic. It was a response, right? Panic response.
It was totally panic response. And then he exploded himself. Mm-hmm. It's not a good thing.
Well, did he know that he was getting the...
he slapped it on there and he was like, oh, no.
He knew that he had it on
He watched him do it.
Yeah, he was a bad quantum agent.
One thing that the editing couldn't show you was that was how Jason Statham was holding his arm there and with one hand took the key and took the thing off and like...
He wrapped his arm first, then he did that.
But he was still holding his arm.
He wrapped the guy's arm with the seatbelt and then had a second or two to do that, I think.
Don't try to defend Transporter
3. I'm defending the logic and the spatial continuities within Transporter 3. Rise of the Silver Surfer.
I think that... in the next one, he should go to space, maybe?
No, in the next...
team, he's got a fleet.
In the next one, they should establish Blofeld, reestablish Blofeld in the next one, so that way they can transition straight into Bond 3, and that'd be good stuff.
Right.
I'm looking
forward. Just starts pushing papers. He manages other transporters, gets a job at DHL or something.
He's pushing paper.
He's like the coordinator for like the, you know.
He's the regional manager. For DHL.
For Transporter Incorporated.
So don't forget to take the rock car.
And every single time, every single movie starts with one of his transporters getting brutally murdered. And so
driving through his house.
So he has to hop back in. Yeah. He has to come back into the game every time.
Every time.
Not again.
They keep dragging me back in, he says. And then he falls in love every time.
Yeah.
I like how he broke all his rules, though.
Broke all his rules. Because for love, I think.
I think it was for love.
It was for survival.
I think it was for survival, mostly.
Yeah. I love that the bad guy was all this thing about shooting people.
Yeah.
And then at the train station. Yeah.
And then he's like, a conductor, uh-huh. and he's like, till another day.
Yeah, he's like, later.
I bet that... Gosh, I was hoping that guy never got on the train because I was like, that guy would have been really happy to know that his boss had died.
So that
he wouldn't be getting a gunshot one day. Like, the next day, he's like, oh, Mark, I forgot.
Mr. White would give him a call and tell him that he's been promoted up another rung. Cherish the things she knows. Says if I change my stride, then I'll fly. She makes me wanna die. And change my stride. And then I'll fly. Look to the sun. See me in psychic pollution.